This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we are living through some very very difficult times, and this is one of the most difficult khutbas that I have ever done in my life. I ask you for your patience and for your indulgence. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His forgiveness. I remind you and myself that a fire cannot be extinguished by another fire, but by pouring water over it. Violence does not end violence. It only increases it. As Muslims, we are against all violence, no matter who does it. We condemn the actions of Hamas and all calls to violence. We follow the Quran, which clearly advocates against violence and murder and says, مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah said, that is why we ordained for the children of Israel, in that case, it applies to the whole of humanity, especially to Muslims, that whoever takes a life, unless as a punishment for murder or mischief in the land. This refers to capital punishment handed down by a court of law after due process, or to defending yourself and your family. Whoever takes a life, unless as a punishment for murder or mischief in the land, it will be as if they killed all of humanity. And whoever saves a life, it will be as if they saved all of humanity. The example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example for us to follow. In Makkah, where he sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those with him were subjected to the greatest persecution, including when some of his sahaba like Sumayya bint Khayyat radiallahu anha and her husband Yasir bin Amir radiallahu anhu, the parents of Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu, were being tortured and were eventually murdered by Abu Jahl. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised them and Ammar ibn Yasir to be patient, to have sabr. He did not tell them to retaliate or fight the oppressor. This is not pacifism. This was guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said or did was because of wahi min Allah ta'ala, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been given victory over his enemies who had persecuted him and his family, killed his daughter, killed many of his sahaba who he loved more than we love our own children, he forgave them. He forgave them all. He did not extract revenge, though it was in his power to do so, and he would have been justified if he had done so. He did not do that because there is only one way to stop the cycle of violence, and that is to break it. The truth about any conflict, without exception, be it between individuals or groups or nations, is that it can only be resolved by all parties sitting together in an atmosphere of mutual respect and arrive at an agreement which is just and fair for all. No matter how difficult this may seem to be or how long it takes, this is the only way to resolve any conflict. There is no other way. The sooner all parties wake up to this and come together to speak, the sooner the conflict will end. This is what we must pray for sabr, for the ability to get over the pain, for the wisdom to forgive and go forward. I advise you and myself that we must repair our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg for His forgiveness and ask Him for His help. That's the only way to change the terrible situation that we find ourselves in. I therefore want to begin by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and forgiveness. Allahumma arhamna waghfir lana dhunubana waqaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar, and for His protection from all evil, what is visible and known, and what is invisible and hidden. Zahara minha wa ma batan. Justice is only with Allah and will happen only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it. Allah's will depends on our actions. And so we need to correct our actions. Our situation will not change until we change ourselves. Islam demands complete obedience and complete submission as a condition of faith. A Muslim is one who has submitted, not someone sitting on the fence and trying to find a desire-compatible version of Islam. Islam did not come in different flavors and amounts of caffeine or sugar. Islam came as one complete truth, needing no additions and no subtractions, good for all time, needing no alterations or corrections. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us and said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kafatan wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Allah said, which means, O believers, enter Islam wholeheartedly and completely and totally and do not follow shaitan's footsteps. Surely he is your sworn enemy. It is our attitude of selective obedience which is the root cause of bringing upon ourselves the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that selective obedience is disobedience and will attract its own consequences. We are free to choose, but the choice is not free. Every choice comes with a price tag. It is like shopping. You are free to choose anything in the shop, but try walking out without paying for it, and you will know what I mean by price tag. That is life. Choose anything, any way to live, any action, any way to relate to others, to speak, to earn, to eat or drink. But remember that everything has a price tag. If we choose it, we will pay for it. There are no exceptions. If the choice is good, we are rewarded. If not, it attracts punishment. No exceptions. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. قَالَ تَعَالَى, then do you believe in a part of the scripture and reject the rest? Then what is the reward for those who do so among you, except disgrace in the life of this world, and on the day of resurrection, they shall be consigned to the most grievous punishment. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is not unaware of what you do. We as Muslims are held to a higher moral standard than those who are not Muslims yet. Just as you hold your children to a higher standard than other children, especially strangers, just as a police officer in uniform is expected to behave differently from an ordinary person. Proximity to power comes with its special privileges, which are conditional upon fulfilling special responsibilities. That is why Muslims are punished more quickly and apparently for lesser crimes than others. We see this in the story of the Battle of Uhud from the Seerah and the Battle of Hunayn, even though in both cases Rasulullah himself was present with those armies. In both cases, it was the conduct of a few of the Sahaba. In the case of Hunayn, just their thoughts and their feelings in their hearts, not even conduct of a few, which resulted in turning victory into defeat. And in the case of Uhud, the deaths, the Shahada of 70 Sahaba and severe injury to Rasulullah himself. However, this correction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really a mercy from Allah, so that we can correct ourselves before we meet Him. Because the punishment of Allah in the Akhirah is much more severe and painful than anything we may face in this life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala slaps us on the wrist so that we can return to Him. And He said, وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said, we will certainly make them taste some of the minor torment, small punishment in this life, before the major punishment, the major torment of the hereafter, of the Akhirah. So perhaps they will return to the right path. The Sahaba understood this and used to introspect when they lost a battle or faced any adverse situation. They didn't spend so much time thinking about external factors, but reflected on what may have been going on in their lives, which could have led to the adversity that they were facing. They understood the connection of a'mal to ahwal, a'mal to ahwal, actions to circumstances. We understand this connection in a materialistic sense. For example, market forces in a free market economy when lending rates affect economic growth. But we don't or refuse to understand the effect of the same lending rates in the form of riba on the overall well-being of our society. We have legitimized what we like to do and call it lifestyle choice, personal freedom and so on, ignoring that all choices have consequences, some of them permanent and painful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the reason we are seeing trials and tribulations and disasters and calamities, both man-made and natural, with increasing frequency. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليزيقهم بعد الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Allah said, calamities have appeared on land and sea because of what the hands of people have earned, so that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes them taste some of what they did in order that they may return to the right way. This ayah mentions both the cause and the cure. A Muslim must be able to diagnose the disease and implement the cure using the lens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, which is His book, His kitab, the Quran al-Kareem, and the blessed method that His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us through His sunnah. If disobedience invites punishment, then the cure is repentance and correcting our lifestyle. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Nuh alayhi salam said in surah, as quoted, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah An-Nuh, He said, I tell these people, seek your Rabb's forgiveness, for He is truly most forgiving. There are three major evils that we have chosen for ourselves, knowing full well what their consequences will be. Eating the doubtful or haram, buying and selling haram, and dealing in interest. All three nullify our dua and prayers and salah and so on. And dealing in interest means that we have accepted war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the hard reality that we must face and correct. If we want Allah's help, we must first apologize for defying Him, and then we must clean up our act and change our ways. We must earn and eat halal and get out of interest-based dealings. Then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. He promised to answer those who call upon Him, but that does not include His enemies. So we must get our names back into the list of His awliya. Just ask yourself one simple question. What do you think is happening to our du'as? We make du'a year after year, Ramadan after Ramadan, Qiyamul Layl after Qiyamul Layl, in this place, in that place, in the Haramain, Sharifain, everywhere. Are those du'as, does it look like they are being accepted? Ask yourself why. My brothers and sisters, as you can see, the situation is critical. We are running out of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only increase the pressure until it starts to touch all of us. Then we won't be watching scenes on television, but we'll start to experience them ourselves. As Rasulullah said, لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَيْنَ. The report is not like seeing or experiencing. Believe me, we don't want to go there. Let us decide right now to stop defying Allah and to beg His forgiveness and make the niyyah, the intention to change our ways. For each of us, this will be different, but whatever it is, it must change. Remember that it is not only to avoid calamities in this life, but far more importantly, to save ourselves from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we meet Him. Let us bring our lives into the orbit of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the path of the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah, not from next month or next week or tomorrow, but from right now, from today. Then see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors for us and will provide us from sources that we cannot imagine. There is no mystery. We know why we are failing, and we know what we must do to change that and succeed. The choice is ours. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر لنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة، توفنا مسلما وأدخلنا بالصالحين، وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.